All right, well, this is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Yeah.
Why did all the dinosaurs die out?
Because you touch yourself at night.
Everybody, and welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 170. It's your hosts,
what?
Andrew Crone and Josh Ashton.
What up, man?
How you doing? What's going on? It's been, what, 2 weeks since I seen you last? What the
Yeah,
hell?
We've been just getting the old runaround sugo around here, dude.
Life.
Yeah, baby got sick, fucking waking up all night, just barking and wheezing. Had to turn on the steamer.
Sounds like she's not having too much fun right now.
She's
as well.
Grumpy. She's back at daycare. First day back at daycare, gets fucking sick. God
son
damn
of a bitch.
Fucking little kid.
Son of a bee.
Bitch bastards. However, I have had time to reflect on stuff.
Like what?
Well, I logged into our email that our the email that we have.
The one we never check.
Yeah. There's stuff. People have been sending us shit and I've been missing it.
Oh.
There's people, stuff from...
people we know or strangers?
I don't know. There's this one guy, Addison.
Okay.
He says, I don't know what Make-A-Wish Foundation granted you two retards a podcast, but I'm glad they did it. Keep it up. So that's a plus.
Well, Addison, the thing about podcast is anyone can do it. You don't need to really...
Yeah, we can barely do it. This is from back in February. This fucking dog, man.
You want to close that door? Well, Addison, I appreciate the message that, you know, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say is that anyone can make a podcast. All you need is the equipment. You don't have to be dying of AIDS, but you are right. We are retarded. So thank you for reaching out.
And somebody made a wish on us and it's not paying off.
Yeah, well, that's because we're not stars.
Yeah. There's another one.
In fact, we're nobodies.
Where is the other ones? There's another one from, some of them are bots. There's this guy, Randolph Srinivasan.
Definitely
he says,
robot.
Hi there. I am amazed at your track on SoundCloud. And then in brackets says, Back Table Podcast.
Insert name here.
Yeah, insert here. I just thought maybe you'd be interested in promoting videos. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Boo. Nope. Next. Next message.
And then there's this one here. The guy is called, where is it? A lot of it is just people like wanting to promote us, you know.
Oh, I get those in my regular email as well.
Yeah. It's people who want to get 60% of the profit off of having zero talent at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I don't even read them anymore.
They have no talent,
those.
But they want to ride the backs of someone else who does, and I guess they see that in us.
Yeah, who's the retard
yeah,
now?
Who's the dumbass? But then this guy, it just says Mutz B, M-U-T-Z-B, and then his email, and he made us a song. It says, hey bros, I would love for you guys to play my track on the thing. I make cool instrumentals and would love to hear... You play it for the podcast, and maybe you can make some more if it's a good one.
All right, let's hear it.
This is from Mutz B.
Mutz B.
Called Hard Gangsters by Mutz B.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's got a download.
Okay.
Here we go. This is a hard gangster, wasn't it?
Ha 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 ha
What the fuck? This guy rules. I guess it's instrumentals. I'm supposed to add stuff to. Okay. These sound real. These are real ones.
This is awesome.
I should email the guy back. What should I say? Love the tunes. We can use all the tunes you got, bud.
Take a big fat shit. I want to start freestyling, but
it cuts you off.
I laugh at every fart.
You don't know if it's gonna be a gunshot or a fart. It's the simplest things in life that get us going. It's gonna be a gunshot or a fart next. $5. It's a gunshot.
Oh, fart. Shit! It's a fart. You owe me $5.
Oh, shit.
Stick your finger in my ass. Make the shit go blast. I was hoping for a fart.
That was awesome.
That was great. Oh man, you missed a hell of a show 2 weeks ago. The weed show, the Comics Go Green show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For the listeners at home, the Comics Go Green show is
you get high and then go on stage. Big stretch.
The comedians they do two sets. On the first half, they do a sober set, and then the feature comes up, does 10 to 15 minutes while everyone goes get stoned and comes back for a second set.
Oh yeah.
And you missed the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
What's that?
So first funny thing that happened was after we got high, I went to the bathroom and was peeing at the urinal, and there was a guy using the urinal beside me.
Yeah.
And he leaned over. He's like, "Hey, man, great job." Oh, wait, no, that's one of my bits. Never mind. That's not what happened. So I'm using the urinal closest to the wall, and the other guy's using the urinal close to the stalls.
Yeah.
And Dylan James comes in, and he, like, notices that both the urinals were taken.
Yeah.
But I had looked over my shoulder, and we made eye contact. And this look came over his face that I've seen go over, that you've made the same look, where you're just like, "Oh, I've got to do something funny right now."
Oh, shit.
Oh, I've got to do something funny right now. So he goes and he stands as close to the other person as he can behind them without actually touching them. He goes, like, right up behind them.
Did he know them at all?
No. No idea who this person was. Not even an audience member. He just went and stood behind them as close as he could be without actually touching them. And then eventually the guy just slowly turns around and looks behind him, and Dylan just goes, "I'm next in line for the urinal." The guy just goes, "All right, mate." And then he clearly pinched off his piss and zipped up and walked away.
Yeah.
And I just started uncontrollably laughing because I had just gotten really high.
Yeah.
For the show. So I couldn't even pee anymore. Like, I was laughing so hard that the pee just sucked back
just
into my...
just spurting up.
Yeah. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen up until that point in my life. Just the guy's reaction of, "All right, mate."
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'll go get out of here.
Well, you caught the right guy, because there's some guys that would just turn around and
punch him
right in the face.
So there was that. That was quickly trumped by the second thing. So the first half of the show, the sober set, Bonnie was on the show. Bonnie Essen, our good friend Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie E.
Friend of the podcast. And she didn't want to do a second set. She didn't want to go up high. She doesn't like performing stoned.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was there when she was planning it out. She was going to get Scott Morata to go up.
Yeah, so Ferris came up with the brilliant idea of sending Scott for the second round.
Yeah. But doing all Bonnie's jokes?
Yeah. And it
Fuck
was
yeah.
the funniest shit I've ever seen. I was hosting, right? So
did everyone get it? Like,
second round comes along, and I, you know, first few people go up, and then I think Bonnie was third. So I was like, "All right, folks, you're coming up next. You loved her in the first half of the show. I think you're going to love her even more in the second half of the show. Please welcome to the stage Bonnie Essen." And Scott Morata walks up. And then you get to see the audience just like, "What?
She got really
like,
high.
Like, not everyone got it right away. They're like, what? What the? That's they, people. I heard someone say, that's not her.
Some other big dude.
Someone's like, wait a sec. That's not her.
Ooh, sounds like someone here is a transphobe.
And it's just like a slow roll of everyone being like, what? And then so Scott goes up and he's just like, hey, so I was dildoing myself. And just for 4 minutes, I could not. I was just uncontrollably laughing so hard to the point where I walked up to Dylan and I was like, I know I told you that the thing in the bathroom was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm sorry, but this is now the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's like, oh, yeah. No, of course. This is, of course, this is hilarious. And so Scott.
Especially Scott's the best one for that because he remembers everyone's jokes, too.
Yeah.
Like he knows them exact.
So he does whatever his allotted time is, and then he goes, anyways, I think that's all my time. I am Bonnie, and I suck cocks. Gets off stage. And then I went back on stage, and after I settled down, because I was still laughing when I walked up on stage, I was like, give me a second.
Oh, you were next.
Well, I was the host.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There was a table of ladies sitting in the middle of the show, so I was just like, ladies, you ever get so high that you turn into a Japanese man? Does that ever happen to you?
It happens to Bonnie every time.
And then Tyler Druick was the last comedian.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, your next comedian, come on stage. You loved him in the first round. You're going to love him even more in the second round. He's not a Japanese man. Don't worry. I checked. I checked his eyes. I checked his penis. And he's not. Because I was like stuttering through like because I didn't know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I checked his eyes and I checked his penis.
It's still blurry.
So he's not Asian.
Also,
a Japanese man.
Weed made this guy's hair fall out real fast.
So it was hilarious. I'm Bonnie and I suck cocks. Funniest thing I've heard.
She's just going to end. Scott should just end that every time. Whether he's doing a regular set or not, just say, I'm Bonnie and I suck.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a fantastic idea. Are you about to shit?
Was a song, wasn't it?
I was going to say, is that another song about
that
to
was,
play?
What's that going wasn't on? Me. But yeah, this Mutz B guy fucking rules. I got to get more shit from him. That's pretty good. Fucking bombed hard on this show.
Yeah, you did.
I could feel everyone, like, knowing that I was bombing, and then I was like, I'll put a little bit of effort into this one, and then I could tell there was no traction, so I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I was just blowing through it. There's sometimes you catch a vibe. Also, I was kind of fucked, because the show had fucking 8 openers on it, and the last 3 bombed. And then they bring me, I'm like, for fuck's sake, because it was such a hot crowd. Like, Scott did good. Everyone, like, in the first 4 did good.
Oh, sure. Blame the openers.
I'm blaming the structure. Saying that everyone was worn out. There's fucking, as I was going up on stage, the waitress was following behind me with a handful of all the bills. Of all the receipts to hand on to every table. And I'm like, you fucking, what the fuck is this?
Well, yeah, that always happens when you're last. That's why I hate going last.
Usually it's as you're up there, you see it start to happen.
Oh, like, it was before?
Right. She was behind me as I was walking on stage.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, she was almost cut
like,
you
I was
off.
On stage. Yeah, she was going to, I had to, like, I almost ran into her because she was going to shoot past me. I'm like, really? They're already handing these fuckers out? It's only fucking, piss.
There's still 25 minutes left. Yeah. What are you doing?
There's still 45 minutes.
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fridge, dude?
What the fridge door do you think you're done? Well, I get to do that this Friday, so.
Bomb?
Sure.
Where are you going to bomb?
Well, I'm featuring the early show at Dakota's, which is the one that you did and bombed, so I get to do it now.
Ooh. Yeah, also, I think I'm done with Fridays. I was for a while.
It's Friday, 6:30, kind of sucks.
Well, yeah, Friday, just Fridays in general, because everyone's tired from work and don't want to do shit, and then you're like...
Ugh. Tired from work, don't want to clean their vaginas?
Yeah. You're like, shit, if I go to the show, I got to clean my vagina and stuff.
I got to do shit?
Ugh. I don't really want to.
So much work.
Oy vey, why did I even buy this vagina
why
if I have to clean it all the time?
Buy this pussy?
I thought they're self-cleaning. But I abuse it so hard, it stopped.
The roast was okay. roast battle.
Yeah, I saw there was only one round or something. It wasn't like a... Was it like back and forth battles?
Yeah, it was just...
And then just whoever wins, that's it?
Five jokes.
Game over?
Yeah. Ferris did great. He did two people. And who else did good? Oh, Amanda Rose destroyed Caleb pretty good.
Caleb?
Yeah. He's...
What was her best joke?
I don't remember any specifically. I just remember them being well written. And nice. Caleb not preparing at all.
He thinks he's like, oh, I'll just wing it. I can be mean.
Yeah, he pulled a Conrad.
Uh-oh. So who won every round? Like, what were some notable ones?
The first round was Kyle P. Ferris versus Megan Moore. And mm-hmm. Ferris won. And then it was... shit. Everything after that was unmemorable, apparently.
I thought Ferris was against Taryn.
He did, too, because... we didn't expect Megan to show up.
Oh.
Let me just check the actual thing here. I don't remember what they even
mentioned. Did Taryn do the joke of to Ferris saying, you identify as a they because you look like two people?
So it was Kyle versus Megan Moore. Kyle won that one. Then it was Amanda versus Caleb. Amanda won that one. It was Matt... Atkins, who's a newer guy, versus Conrad.
That guy rules.
Anderson.
Just one-liners. It's perfect.
Yeah, the one-liner guy. Yeah, he won that one. I was judging, so I picked Matt over...
You always are.
I picked Matt over Conrad, and all Conrad's friends were like, what? No, Conrad won that one. And I was like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. And it was Alex Miller versus Colton Campbell, and Alex Miller won.
He's pretty good at writing jokes.
And then... Tyler Druick versus Dylan James. Which I said, this, it's like, wow, this round has less hair than a cancer ward. That was my...
Oh, come on, man. It's not funny.
Yes.
That was about as weird as you would expect it to be. It's funny, though. Then Alex Kovacs versus Tyler...
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic, those two.
Yeah. Alex Kovacs versus Tyler Girdwood was... Too inside, because they're friends, and there was too much inside that the audience didn't get. But Tyler Girdwood is how Tyler's mom describes my penis when it's still in her mouth.
Girdwood. Girdwood. Oh, Gird.
And then the last round was Kyle P. Ferris again versus Taryn Anderson, and Taryn won.
Nice.
That one, it was great. I was like, oh, this... That's the only one I actually wrote, like, good jokes for.
To torch the two of them?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is good. I'm looking forward to this round. We have...
Were you hosting, or they just went to you?
I was the judge, and Vestner was the host.
Oh, so he'd go to you, and then you'd have a thing?
Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm looking forward to this round. We have a dude with gross tits versus a trans woman, so this would be fun. And because the three of them were on stage, I was like, oh, three.
You mean Ferris?
Yeah, well, Kyle and Taryn were on stage before the round. I was like, oh, no, yeah. Seeing the three of you up there reminds me of that TV show. Two and a Half Men? Anyway, so it was all right. There was a lot of duds.
Yeah. Well, there always is, just because it has to be like... Have a rhythm to it, and then if you have one extra beat, then everyone just kind of goes,
It's funny because Kyle did two rounds, right? Yeah. So for the second round against Taryn, his first joke was, you fat slut! Oh, no, wait, sorry, these are still for Megan.
Yeah, it's good to mix it up. Did he just, like, he knew he was going to do two people? Or is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just sprung on him that he was going to...
No, he knew he was going to.
Do two ladies at the same time.
Nice, dude.
He must be a millionaire.
What a pimp. What a pimp-ass master flex.
Well, you're out fucking gallivanting around in schniz.
Doing what? What? I was doing what now?
Gallivanting.
Gallivanting?
You know what it is.
I don't know what gallivanting is.
Gallivanting.
Balcazar. And
Timothy Oliphanting.
Timothy. All right. Well, I was out Timothy Oliphanting. That actor Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah. But I was watching the little-known show called Fear Factor. You know that show?
It's never
on,
heard of it.
It's on Prime or
What's
something.
What's it about?
Like. Well, first, you got to factor in the fear.
Is it like Game of Thrones?
Kind of. Just, but with more nudity.
Do you ever see any balls and dicks?
Dude, have you been watching the new Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I have.
Nah.
You didn't like the first one.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I liked the first one.
You didn't like the first one.
You're
like,
oh, everyone's all. I watched the whole series.
Every time you describe it, you're like, everyone's all like, nah, 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 drama, politics.
Yeah, it's still. That's every show. I still watched it all.
Yeah,
but
okay.
When we first started this new series, what's it called?
House
Die
of,
by the Blade
House
or something?
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. Fucking, as soon as they started, I was like, you didn't even change the theme song whatsoever.
Why would
the fuck's
they?
That horse shit?
Why would
it's
they?
It's a different show. You can't just tweak it a little bit?
No, it's the same universe. It's like a prequel show.
They didn't,
So what's change the that's still you don't like? That they
How
use
hard
the
is it to change a theme song? It's instrumental. Fucking, we could add the fart song onto there. It would have been just as good.
Yeah, but people want to hear that song. It's a good song.
So I was instantly like, they're kind of phoning this one in. They didn't even get a new theme song. It's a different title. Why wouldn't they just call it Game of Thrones Continued or something?
Because it's a different show.
But it's got the same goddamn fucking theme song.
Because it's the same universe.
Ugh, fuck universe. Universe sucks.
That's what I say every time I wake up in the morning.
But so far, no boobs in the whole thing. None. Maybe a couple, like, prostitutes or something?
I've seen some titties.
But nothing major. And then all the main characters, again, suck ass and I want them all to die. The only character I actually like is the weird albino uncle with the no eyebrows.
Damon?
Yeah, he's Damon's cool. Awesome. He doesn't give a fuck. He does what he wants. He kills his wife.
I like how he fucks his niece.
Oh, yeah, that part's weird. That was the last episode. That's where it gets kind of weird. Also, another thing that pissed me off. You know how it springs like 20 years into the future?
Yeah, I think the last one was 10, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Because they're all young and stuff. They go to the future. Only the two main ladies change. Completely change actors.
Yeah.
But all the men stay exactly the same. Like, you could just use the same actors and put old gray hair on them. What do we need all new actors for? It's confusing for 10 minutes.
I guess.
And then that one night that the young, his daughter banged and then got the pill.
Oh, the incel guy? The guy who banged.
Yeah, he was like.
Banged her once and he was
like guarding her door.
And then she's like, I don't want to run away with you. And he's like, oh, fine, I hate you then.
Yeah.
Oh, fine,
and
fuck
then he
you.
Just goes and fights for the other queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. He didn't even change his hair color. Like, he didn't age a day. And then
it's shorter.
But the
you
ladies.
You can tell he's older because it's shorter.
But the ladies got completely different faces. Like, the one lady had, like, a pig nose when she was young. And then she gets older and now she looks like a fucking dude with a huge nose. She looked like, I don't know if you've ever watched Euphoria.
Nope.
But there's a character that's trans on there. Look, I thought it was the same person, the same actor.
Hmm.
And I was like, why would they get someone who looks nothing like the younger version?
They look similar.
Just for the sake of, piss me off. So far, not that into this one.
Eh.
House of the freaking dragon. Dragging these nuts across
fuck
your fucking...
you, I was just going to say that. You bitch.
Drag these nuts across your house.
These nuts. You bastard.
But anyways, I was watching The Fear Factor.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
One, I almost barfed. Because I think in the first season, they got away with a lot of stuff that they otherwise would get shut down for. like health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because this lady had to eat...
penis?
No, elephant semen.
Well, that comes from a penis.
But it... Was it looked like snowballs?
Congealed?
Like it was congealed.
You all right? You sick?
No, it was like a big
these nuts.
Like a ball of glue, like you know that solid stick of glue that like the Yoo-hoo that you push up. It was like that, but it was like a snowball. And when she was biting it, it like left teeth marks, like she was biting a block of cheese. Like I fucking almost died. I was like, ugh.
Was it cum or schmegma?
I don't know what it was. Somebody harvested it from a elephant.
Elephant's dick cheese.
Yeah. It's like they peeled back his big foreskin, scooped it, like took an ice cream scooper into it.
I guess, yeah.
Took it out of the warm water to scoop it.
You know, that's something I never really thought about. I guess animals aren't circumcised, hey?
No.
Oh, gnarly.
Oh, it's nasty.
Who circumcised this elephant?
There's one guy with like giant shears like hidden behind his back. I don't know. But this lady was eating that.
Elephant has a yarmulke.
And it's only for, like, What's Fear Factor? Like $25,000? Like nothing major.
I'd eat semen for $25,000. I paid it for less.
But could you imagine?
I paid it for nothing.
Could you imagine dating that lady? And then going to bang her? And then you find out that she's like famous or whatever, but then she goes to like blow you and she's like, you haven't showered today. And you'd be like, bitch, I saw you eat fucking elephant jizz on fucking TV.
Snowball of elephant schmegma.
Because I skip one shower, you won't tell.
I'm never showering again.
You fucking kidding me? You're on TV, national TV, international TV, eating elephant jizz.
That's how gross your dick is when you don't wash it, I guess. Yeah. It's worse than a ball of elephant jizz.
Like, if she's picky in any way with any other. Oh, your breath smells. Bitch, you eat fucking congealed elephant jizz.
Eat your pizza crust. I don't like the crust.
Really?
Really.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Really? Really. You don't like Brussels sprouts, but you like elephant cock spray?
It'd be your trump card every time.
Your trunk card.
Yeah, your trunk card. Yes! Hit that shit. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I just thought it'd be funny to always have that card in your back pocket just to hang over. Because I didn't even finish the episode, and I blacked out, I think. I don't even know if she won. Could you imagine doing that and not winning?
Imagine doing any of this stuff on Fear Factor and not winning.
Yeah. That's a waste.
Only one person can win.
And it's video, imagine doing that and not getting any money and no one knows about it. But it's fucking on TV. Joe Rogan's screaming in your face saying how much
crazy.
A loser you are.
Oh my God, I ate the cheese.
Then there's another one. They had to go into a sewage pipe, like a sewage system with a whole bunch of offshooted pipes, and collect 10 dead skunks that were like rotting in there. Fucking, I don't know how the fuck, like, did they like plant them in there like weeks ahead, and then
they get
knowing,
breathing masks at least?
No, they had to just crawl. That's what I was saying. Like, people are going to get fucking poisoned.
Yeah, that's...
They were crawling in a
that's
sewage
a health
pipe.
Code violation.
I know.
For sure.
I was watching, I'm like, this is not going to fly nowadays. So these people are like army crawling through this, like, it's got like an inch of water in the bottom. They're collecting skunks and they have to latch it to their belt as they keep trudging. And then they find there's like possums and shit down there. They had to collect 10 skunks or some shit. But it was like, who the fuck set up that obstacle course? And it must have been taking like a lot of planning or a fucking. Or, like, some farmer who's just tired of his sewage thing stinking. He's like, he hires Fear Factory.
Hey, Joe Rogan, you guys clean up my pipes.
Yeah, we need some chicks in bikinis to clean out my pipes.
I got some skunks in there. That's, highly disturbing.
There's maggots and shit, and they're just...
Maggots?
They're, like, tucking it into their waist, and, like, they don't have gloves on or anything.
No gloves?
I think they had nose clips. And that's
nose
it.
Clips?
Yeah.
Like,
so they pulled out all the stops.
They just used clothespins, like in the cartoon.
Yeah.
When someone's around Pepe Le Pew.
They suck all the air in, then put it over their mouth. And then she's like partway through the tube, and then somebody, like a skunk, jumps out at her, and she lets go and blasts backwards like a balloon out of the tube.
Wait, the skunks are alive?
No.
Well, how did it jump out at her?
No, there was possums just roaming around down there. So maybe not a skunk, a possum. So, you imagine you're looking for dead skunks and a fucking possum runs out at you with their fucking nasty face and teeth?
I couldn't imagine it, no. I literally can't imagine it.
Try right now.
Oh, shit. Speaking of poo.
Uh-oh.
So, not this last weekend, but the weekend before was Stubert's last weekend at the house because he moved in with his lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't Dylan taking the spot?
Yeah. So after the show on Saturday, I guess it was, me and Ferris did acid.
Yeah.
And it was really good acid also. And
you pooped yourself?
We're hanging out at the house. And Stuart and his lady, his girlfriend that he's moved in with.
Yep.
They're hanging out. And
he moved to Brazil with her.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He likes the poop hose.
He waxed his butthole, and he's out of here.
Oh, good for you!
We're hanging out for a bit, and then Stuart's in the kitchen pouring drinks for him and his lady. And me and Ferris are just sitting there tripping.
Yeah.
And no one had really said anything for like 2 minutes. And out of nowhere, Stuart's lady just goes, because she's from Brazil, right? So she's like, sometimes I dream I have to eat my own poo.
Why'd this come up?
We don't know.
Like, is it a nightmare?
She just said it.
Is it a dream or a nightmare?
Apparently it's a dream.
So she's not terrified by it? Or
me and Ferris burst out laughing for about 5 minutes straight. We couldn't stop laughing. We couldn't catch our breath or anything. We're just like, what? What do you mean you have to eat it? She's like, yeah, sometimes I dream I have to eat my own poo.
Oh, my God.
And we're like,
who's making
it? What do you mean? Why do you have to eat it? She's like, I don't know. It's so I don't know. No one else has to deal with it, so I eat it.
Like a dog?
Is
that what dogs do?
I don't know.
What's...
But then she went on to tell us...
What's Stuart making her do?
I don't know.
No, this is how we do it in Canada.
There was no explanation. And then she went on to tell us that when she lived in Brazil, she had to, her doctor made her poop in a cup and bring it to him for every day for a week.
Jesus.
Because of some tests she was getting done. And me and Ferris were like, are you sure this was a real doctor?
I've had to do it once, but then they just do a test and figure everything out.
Poop in this cup every day, bring it to me.
It's freaking nasty. You can't poop into the water first because it contaminates it. So you have to poop into like an ice cream bucket.
Yeah.
Without the ice cream in it. You got to make sure. I found that one out the hard way. But you poop into an empty ice cream bucket. And then you have to. Give you a tiny little wooden spoon and you have to pick at it and scoop it in. It makes that noise like that. Like almost like a tearing, bubbling noise.
Yeah, she had all these stories of her doctor in Brazil like wanting her poop and then. Another time he wanted, like, she had to pee. Oh, yeah, she told us she
had
to...
pictures of her feet.
She had to pee. She kept saying, I had to pee in a gallon, is what she kept saying. I had to pee a gallon. So I would pee, every time I had to pee in this gallon. And then after when it was full, I would bring it to him. Well, I was picturing, like a milk jug, like a 4-liter milk jug.
Yeah.
With a funnel.
Yeah, I think a gallon's, what, 3 liters?
But then we started thinking, like, what if the guy was just... What if the doctor...
Just collecting.
What if instead of that, he just peed in his mouth? Just peed straight in his mouth. He's just like...
Yeah, he was Dr. Gallon.
Yeah, I need to test your piss. And just opens his mouth.
Dr. Juan Gallon. Oh, girl. Oh, God.
Yep, that's piss.
Yep, you got diabetes.
You're fine. Or if he was just like...
You have high glucose in your urine.
You're real sick.
Get the fuck out of my office with that nasty piss.
We're just like, Yeah, you're fine. No problems.
Shoots it out of his nose like 2 nostrils at the same time.
Yep. That's piss. And then just walks out of the office.
Just as I suspected.
Wait, I'm gonna need you to test your piss. Opens his mouth. Just. Yep, that's piss. Anyways, your doctor will be right with you.
I told you, he's fucking passed out, that fucking piss drunk cop.
Wait, who are you?
You thought because I have this white lab coat on?
I'm just a guy in a white lab coat. I'm not a doctor.
I don't even speak Brazilian.
I'm just some guy.
I don't even have an accent.
I'm a tourist. I'm Stuart.
I'm at the same hotel as you. You didn't think?
I'm going to need you to pee in my mouth.
Sometimes I dream I have to eat my own poo.
Sometimes I dream I have to eat my own poo. Like, what do you mean you have to? I have to eat it. No one else would do it.
Just been hanging out with Conrad too long.
I have to eat my poo. I have to eat my poo.
Unfollow. Well, I ate my own poo on that show, so.
I'm just imagining her just like eating her poo in her dream. And then she wakes up and she's like, I hope that was a metaphor for something.
I hope this is chocolate.
I hope that was a metaphor. Otherwise, I was just eating my own poo.
I'm going to eat your shit.
And she goes to work for 8 hours some lady's yelling at her for something that's not her fault, and she's like, oh good, it was a metaphor, thank God. At least I wasn't just eating my own poo.
Yeah, she gets fired because she's bad at her job. She's like, oh, that's, I just eat shit.
Oh, it was a metaphor. Okay, good, good.
Excellent.
As long as I wasn't...
She didn't clear it up, was she?
Not really.
Just brought it up, left it hanging.
She kind of gave an explanation that she's always dealing with stuff so that other people don't have to in real life. And I guess that translated into her dream as, you have to eat this poo so that someone else doesn't.
But doesn't it just turn into poo again?
You would think, but it's also a dream, so who knows how it works.
I had a dream.
Could work differently.
That I was trying to do acid.
Yeah.
And I had like a whole bunch of tabs in front of me. But every time I went to do them, they would turn into Scooby Snacks.
I thought you were going to say they turned into pill.
No, they turned into Scooby Snacks, and then I would eat them.
Poopy
and then
snacks.
Nothing would happen, and everyone would be like, ah, you tricked, and you got tricked again.
Ah,
like,
you
fuck?
Ate the poo, you dummy.
Very frustrating dream.
You dolt.
You know those dreams you wake up, and you're just like, ah. You know, like, it wasn't a bad dream or a good one, it was just annoying. And you wake up, and you're just frustrated. Then you have to go beat your wife. You know those dreams. You have to go find your newborn and punch her in the face. You know those dreams.
You know how, it's often like a stereotype that like a lady will have a dream that her husband cheated on her.
Mad at the husband.
And then she wakes up and she's mad at the husband.
Yeah.
I kind of had that. Like, I had a dream that one of my friends...
I didn't eat someone else's shit, dude.
I had a dream that one of my friends was eating my poo, and I was like, hey, that was my poo. I was going to eat that.
You're supposed to eat
and
my
I woke,
poo.
I woke up, I was like, what the hell, Ferris? Why'd you eat my poo? That was my... Oh, wait, that was...
Also, you're not done.
Yeah, it wasn't that, and it wasn't Ferris, but I did have a dream that one of my friends was trying to hook up with the girl I just broke up with.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up, and I was like, I could feel myself. I was like, what the fuck? Then I was like, oh, why am I... No, wait, that was obviously a dream, because I'm in my bed right now.
But I'm angry.
But I'm mad for some reason.
I gotta take it out why, on somebody.
So I went over to Ferris' room and like, why'd you eat my poo?
You fucker.
You fucker. Did you fuck my poo? Is this your dick in my poo? Who put their dick in my poo?
Get your dick out of the poo.
I left my bucket of poo right here, without, and there was no dick-shaped hole in it.
Why is there a bunch of spoon holes in it?
I come back home, and there's a dick-shaped hole in my poo bucket. Who fucked my poo? And I woke up, and Ferris was butt-fucking me. I was like, Jesus. Oh, it was a metaphor.
And I'm not angry anymore.
And I'm not so upset anymore.
Suddenly, it washes over me, the relief.
Oh, that's not relief. That's diarrhea.
It's release.
It's relief, all right.
Sometimes diarrhea, you're
relief
sitting there. You
from
can,
constipation.
It's falling out of you, and you're still uncomfortable. And you're still like, oh, no.
Oh, dude, you ever have a poo where you sit there for 10 extra minutes because you're not sure if you're done?
Yeah.
And you stand up, and then you pull your pants up, and you go back to your couch, and then you shit your pants? That ever happened to you?
Just the other day, actually.
Has this ever happened to you?
Has it ever happened where you're having diarrhea so bad that you're done, but you don't want to wipe yet because you're scared that your butthole's still sticking out a little bit? And it's still so raw, you don't want to touch it with any toilet paper.
Oh, man, don't even
So you're
get...
like, I'm going to let her cool down for a little bit before...
I get that, and then I'll like turn on the bidet, and that's how I'll know that's still raw. I'll turn on the bidet, and it's like, ooh, that stung. That was like a bee sting in my asshole. Has that ever happened to you?
Just looks like an eye socket with no eyeball in it.
You know when you're eating your own poo and then you wake up and you're like, oh, it was just a dream.
And you're disappointed. Damn.
One day. One day I'll eat my own poo. Anyways, should we go to a break?
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, cool.
We'll be back after these moments.
I cut the last one off.
Nice.
We're going to a break. I'm going to break this poo out of my ass.
This is Cool Taylor, and you're listening to the Back Table Comedy Podcast.
Fuck yes!
Our new song.
Albert Pujols homered earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols, homered earlier tonight.
Pujols?
It's the guy's name is Pujols. He hit his 700th home run the other day. I remember.
Albert Pujols, homered earlier tonight.
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
I remember playing baseball, like MLB games on like PlayStation and Xbox and shit. And whatever team Pujols was on, I think it was the Cardinals, I'd play it every single time because they'd be like, Pujols rips one foul. Because like, they don't disguise it at all. His name is just Pujols.
How is it spelled?
P-U-J-O-L-S.
Pujoles.
Pujols.
Pujoles. All right, ready for the welcome back to the program also, by the way. My first article today, a Canadian town is now home to a giant Cheeto.
What? A Canadian town?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we there right now?
The southern Alberta hamlet of Cheetle now has a cheesy claim to fame as a giant Cheeto statue has been erected.
It's fingers holding
it's
it.
Three fingers holding a big Cheeto, and there's Cheeto dust on the fingers.
That's pretty cool. Why are the fingers in black and white?
But the Cheeto is not? Yeah. I don't know. The first-of-its-kind statue features three fingers covered in cheese dust, of course, holding up one giant, majestic orange Cheeto piece for all the world to see.
Mm.
But why? I want to know why. It stands 17 feet tall, sorry.
Holy shit.
In central Cheetle. Maybe it's because the town's named Cheetle? Mm. Why wouldn't they just have a statue of Don?
Yeah, Don Cheetle, eating cheesies.
Naturally. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's his hand. It's just silver.
Naturally, when one sees a giant Cheetos statue, why do I keep using Cheetos plural? It's one Cheeto.
They have to say the full name of the company.
Naturally, when one sees a giant Cheetos registered trademark statue, one has questions. Specifically, why?
No one asks why.
Believe it or not, there is actually some logic behind Alberta's new favorite Cheetos registered trademark structure. According to
the big hand that's holding it.
According to a release, Cheetle is the official term for the iconic orange dust that's left behind after eating the snack. Did you know that?
Oh.
I just call it Cheeto dust.
I call it straight cancer.
Back in 2015, Chester Cheetah, the mascot for Cheetos, registered trademark, declared in a tweet, Cheetle is dust that sticks to your fingers when eating Cheetos, registered trademark. More magical than pixie dust. And with that, an idea was born.
Ooh.
As you can imagine, people on social media are living for this.
Really?
People are showing great appreciation for the attention to detail with the dust on the fingers.
Just the whole town's just a bunch of fat, like people orange around their mouths and on their hands.
According to the 2021 census, Cheetle has a population of 83. Which is down almost 25% from 2016 when 109 people called the hamlet with the same name as Cheese Dust home. What? But if you want this glorious statue gracing your Instagram, you better get on it quickly because according to the release, this giant Cheeto statue is only going to be up until November 4th.
What's the point of that?
So what's the point?
It's freaking weird.
Interesting. Not as interesting as my next article. Driver hits deer, car bursts into flames.
That's a powerful deer.
That's a big old deer. Near Princeton, Minneapolis, a scary scene along a Minnesota. Sorry, not Minneapolis. That's a city. Near Princeton, Minnesota, a scary scene along a Minnesota highway when a car burst into flames after hitting a deer. Well, the deer was wearing a bomb vest, so... The Isanti County Sheriff's Department says it happened early in the morning of Wednesday, September 28th, along Highway 47 near Dalbo, Minnesota.
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Oh, I'm a deer. Authorities say after the car started on fire, people driving by stopped and helped the woman get out safely. Crews closed the road while they got the fire under control. The deer did not survive the crash. But authorities are saying that if anyone else was seriously are not saying if anyone else was seriously hurt, just the deer. So the car hit it so fast it burst into flames and the deer died? I don't believe it.
They actually have audio of it right here.
Let's hear it.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
That's the dash cam footage.
That's crazy.
It's crazy how it echoes through the woods crazy when the deer yelled at
that
him.
The deer can talk also. More crazy that the,
it's
than
a
the
crazy
echo
world, dude.
Is that it talked.
It's the crazy world of that deer.
Man, we got a bunch of short ones today.
What?
That was the whole article. Is that a deer made a car?
It's all about the headline, eh? They got you clicking on it.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
They
got there's
you.
No meat.
No meat.
There's no venison.
But you clicked on it, and you're fucking perpetuating the machine, dude.
All right. The new research indicates that straight men who play guitar in extreme metal bands do it to impress other straight men.
Yeah, no shit. The other dude's in their band. What the fuck?
The study suggests that it should be unlikely many guitarists play extreme metal to boost their mating success. John Lennon once famously suggested that one of the main reasons to get on stage is that it's the quickest way of making contact. He was, of course, talking about getting laid.
Oh.
It's certainly true that the historically male-dominated arena of rock and roll has led to some unhealthy dynamics when it comes to sex.
Jesus.
But do many straight men who play guitar really do it to boost their chances with women? No. According to a new study, there's actually another surprising factor in play. At least when it comes to extreme metal.
So basically whoever wrote this article is just like, metal's gay. That's all they're saying.
Following a spicy truth nugget shared by the official Twitter account of QI, the British TV...
This guy said truth nugget in a
yeah, he actually said use
in an article that
nugget.
Was published in a paper.
On loudersound.com, but yeah. Oh. The British TV... panel show based around interesting facts and whose social media channels are run by a thorough team of researchers, a new study has indicated that the reason many straight male guitarists begin playing extreme metal is to show off to other straight male guitarists.
Yeah, no shit. You can't just fucking do it by yours. Also, is it playing guitar or just playing the music in general?
Because this is guitar. Huh.
So only the guitarist?
Yeah.
The drummer of the band doesn't give a shit if the band likes him or not?
I guess not. Research shows that heterosexual men who learn to play extreme metal guitar are mostly motivated to do so in order to impress other heterosexual men.
What kind of a man are you?
Needless to say, it sparked an immediate debate, most of which, unlike much of social media, was actually in good jest.
Hmm.
One user even went and found the original study conducted by Tara DeLecce, Farid Pazhui, Anna Sazlala, and Todd K. Shackelford. On which, conducted earlier this year and posted on PsychNet, while the minutiae of the research involved is behind a paywall, PsychNet's summary revealed that 44 straight male guitarists were surveyed for the study. While the results do reveal that some aspects of playing guitar are linked to desire to get laid, which is a bit depressing. Come on, lads, it's 2022. Other aspects intrinsically linked to extreme metal are... Yeah, who wants to have sex? It's 2022. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, that's what acoustic guitar is for.
Other aspects intrinsically linked to the extreme metal are rooted in men's desire to impress their fellow guitar bros. Who wrote this? Was this
that could be any guitarist.
Written by Merlin Alderslade. There are two main competing hypotheses for the function of music: sexual selection or byproduct of the complexity of the human brain. Okay.
One of those two.
The study states, although there is evidence that playing music increases male attractiveness, the sexual selection explanation may not be mutually exclusive to all types of music. The study goes on to highlight that extreme metal music, in particular, is a genre of rock that is dominated by men both on stage and off. So the sexual selection theory might not apply.
Suave? Goddamn, you're one suave fucker.
Extreme metal is a genre that is heavily male-biased. Not only among the individuals that play this style of music, but also among the fans of the genre.
Yeah, there's three chicks.
It continues. Therefore, it is unlikely that extreme metal musicians are primarily trying to increase their mating success through their music.
Mm-hmm.
They might just want to be making music. No! No, that's not true. They don't just want to make music.
There's a fucking band I saw the other day as I'm on the death metal forum on the Reddit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their album, the whole album that's written on the front, is, says studies in necrophilia. I'm like, all right, a lot of chicks are going to that.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
However, musicians in this genre heavily invest their time in building technical skills.
Wow, swab, man.
Which raises the question of the purpose behind the costly investment. It could be that men engage in this genre mainly for status-seeking purposes, to intimidate other males with their technical skills and speed, and thus gain social status.
Yeah, or play rhythm guitar while the other guy plays a solo over it.
Or they're just artists and they want to make music. Yeah. No! To explore the reasoning behind investment in technical guitar skill, it explains, a sample of 44 heterosexual male metal guitarists were recruited and surveyed about their practicing habits, sexual behavior, and feelings of competitiveness towards the same sex.
Come on over here, bring your ass over.
Revealing the study's findings, the site notes the survey results indicating that time spent playing chords predicted desire for casual sex with women, whereas perceptions of playing speed positively predicted intrasexual competitiveness.
Stick up your ass!
So there you go. The faster the shredding, the more you're trying to show off to your guy mates, apparently. Okay. We take these findings with a pinch of salt.
No shit.
44 is hardly the most definitive sample number, so don't get too bent out of shape if you're one of the many straight male extreme metal guitarists out there who simply play because extreme metal is fucking awesome.
Why would anyone get weirded out by that?
Just be aware that...
This person's homophobic for thinking that we'd be weirded out by that.
Just be aware that if research is to be believed, there may be some peers out there who are determined to out-noodle you.
Penis so small.
So small.
Speaking of that, have you been watching the Dahmer documentary?
Nope.
It's not, it's all right, but it's like, before even watching it, everyone was talking about it, and I was like, what the fuck, because I already know everything about Dahmer, what the fuck do I need a show for it?
It's a documentary? I thought it was just a TV show.
Well, it's like, it takes all the facts from his case and turned it into a TV show. But I was like, I already know everything about Dahmer. Why the fuck do we need a thing on him?
Why do you already know everything about Dahmer?
Because I just know that shit.
You just happen to know?
Plus, it pisses me off that, like people that otherwise wouldn't know about it are coming up, all these facts and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I fucking knew that shit. Now it's like, you know when you know something that no one else knows, and then all of a sudden everyone knows it, and then the fact that you know it doesn't matter anymore? Like, it's not...
Yeah,
that it was cool to know about Dahmer, but, like, it's, like, shit that, like, was just yours, and then all of a sudden, like... 14-year-olds know about it now, and now you look like a fucking loser because you know about it?
Yeah, I used to be the only person that knew that you liked fisting broken glass into your asshole.
I know, and that was just our little secret.
But now everyone knows, and it's like, yeah, I already knew that.
Yeah, because they featured me on the
Dahmer
documentary.
That Josh likes to fist broken glass into his asshole? Like, yeah, I've known that for years. I've been saying for years!
No, I've been getting to. There's a lot of people who are like, I knew he was bad, but I didn't know he was that bad.
The fisting of the glass in your asshole? Or
not Dahmer.
Right.
But they always say, I always knew he was like a bad killer, but I didn't know he was that bad. And I'm like, yeah, he was gay. Is that what you're worried about? Because he was gay with black guys? Oh, no.
Pretty,
that's even worse.
Oh, so he was woke.
Yeah, he was ahead of the curve.
Dahmer was woke.
Yeah, he ate black
Dahmer
guys.
Dahmer was an ally.
He was eating gay black guys for breakfast.
Hey, I got one more article, Josh, and it's I chose it specifically for you.
Ooh, nice. Is it about how to get glass out of your butthole after repeatedly fisting it into it?
No.
Because that would be pretty useful for someone I know, not me.
Oh. Well, it's not that.
Damn. I'll have to let him know.
All right, last article. It's fall, which means it's time for gonorrhea.
I was thinking pumpkin spice lattes, but...
Nope.
That's what you want me to
gonorrhea.
Have. Is that what they're selling now?
Pumpkin spiced gonorrhea.
It's gonorrhea season.
The flu isn't alone. All infectious diseases might be seasonal, according to a new report.
Yeah, because everyone's back into college and shit, and they're all banging each other.
The transition from winter to spring signals the end of months of cold snaps, sweater weather, and flu season.
They're filling their word count.
But even as the roads clear and flowers bloom anew, it may not yet be time to shelve your sick days for the year. According to a new article published today in the
Using Your Sick Days with Gonorrhea
Journal of P.O.L.O.S. Pythagoras, pathogens, not pathagens. All infectious diseases may be seasonal, and there's at least one for every time of the year. Study author Michaela Martinez,
see,
an infectious disease ecologist at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, presents a compendium of 69 infectious diseases that run the gamut from rare to common, neglected to notorious, innocuous to deadly. Despite their differences, all the syndromes have one thing in common. They rise and fall with changing seasons. Martinez, a conservation ecologist by training, initially set out to track the seasonality of acute or short-term infections like influenza and chickenpox. After noting similarities between the disease, states of humans and wildlife, but as she began to compile a list of infectious diseases that tend to plague humans, Martinez found that the trend also held true for chronic or long-term diseases like gonorrhea and leprosy.
Oh, God!
There's documented seasonality for all infectious diseases, which is not what I was expecting, Martinez explains. It's an even more widespread phenomenon than we thought.
What's more widespread?
My pussy, an asshole. A quick look at the infectious disease calendar paints quite the sobering picture.
Yeah, it seems to coincide exactly when people are going back to school.
As autumn leaves turn from green to red, gonorrhea and yellow fever rear their ugly head.
So buttholes go from red to green? Isn't gonorrhea green, like ooze?
The winds of winter are famous for flu, but also bring bouts of pneumonia.
This
refreshing
guy going for a fucking Pulitzer or some
blooms
shit?
Breathe new life into outbreaks of chickenpox and salmonella.
This guy won a goddamn Academy Award for poetry? What's this shit?
And last but certainly
Nobel
not
Prize
least,
in poetry?
Summer months pack the heat with spikes of Lyme disease, polio, syphilis, tetanus, tuberculosis, and more.
Oh, there's more?
Other diseases are a bit less finicky. They'll take any period of natural warmth, spreading the joy over many months at a time. Ugh. Often in regions of the world that don't experience four seasons of climactic change.
Climactic?
For instance, Chagas disease.
What?
Diphtheria and genital herpes. All flourish over this both spring and summer.
Well, yes, everyone's at fucking spring break getting schlitz, dude, and banging.
While their prevalence takes a welcome dip when temperatures fall. Other infectious diseases fare better during rainy seasons.
This is a really horrible nighttime. It's a bedtime story.
Though the
it's
diseases,
like your grandpa singing this to you, telling you this story.
Though the diseases she linked together share little in common, including even their seasons of prevalence, Martinez theorized there might be similar reasons driving their cyclical nature. To tease apart the connections, Martinez amassed data from 100 previously published. Well, Andy's asleep. Good night, son.
Sweet dreams.
He's just gonna sneak out of here while he's asleep.
Just dream of gonorrhea.
This is boring.
It's like, that was like the most technical.
No wonder you fell asleep.
What happened? Do I have gonorrhea?
Boring article.
It was like a poem, though. Like the way it was being read. He's like talking about the seasons changing and fucking flourishing.
As the leaves turn from
and the herpes flourish.
Green to red. Yeah. Herpes dances on your penis head.
The warm season. Yeah, it's just like everything's just like what's popular at that time. Like there's summer, everyone's on vacation banging. Then in the fall, everyone's like at college and they're all losing their virginities and doing frat parties, licking up buttholes and slapping buttholes and sucking dicks. You remember university, right?
As the snow falls and packs down thick, leaking ooze out the tip of my dick.
Gird dick.
Gird word.
That's a gird word.
That's a gird word.
What's this green stuff at the end of it?
It's, guacamole.
Oh, fucking gross. <It's> so nasty. I swear. Martinez.
Martinez. Is this a guacamole?
Hey, it's a gonorrhea.
Well, what do you think? Is that an episode?
Yeah, I think so. That's a fucking solid one right there, dude.
All right.
I like the new song that we have.
Yeah, that's great.
Very diverse. We can use it
in so
many clips.
What was that guy's name again?
Oh, I gotta get it. Mutz B.
Mutz B. Thanks for the sweet fucking gonorrhea song.
Yeah, hopefully he sends us some more that are super as diverse as that.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Send us all the weird shit you got, Mutz B.
Yeah, Mutz B. Mutz B or Mutz B?
M-U-T-Z dash or space B.
Hmm. It must be Mutz B.
B Mutz.
B Mutz.
I don't know. All I know is he's got the magic key fingers.
All right.
For pushing that fart button.
Well, that's right. It.
See you later, motherfuckers.
Get the hell out of here.
Jesus. Talking to me?
Put your fucking phone down. It's time to go to work. Or
get your cock out of your hand.
Or whatever you're doing at this moment. Listening to this. Fuck you. Take your headphones out.
Yeah.
Kiss your mother. And suck your father's dick.
This. Living like crap. I'm starving. The baby's starving.
Oh, I'm hungry too.
Then do something about it.
What do you want me to do?
Get a job.
There are no jobs.
Look for one.
I am. It's not just me. It's the whole country.
Well, the country manages to eat. You roam the streets like a zombie. You're not looking for a job. You're waiting for the world to end.
I'm sure there's no shrapnel in your skull.
Need help. Now what happened with him is gone. All the past.
The past is never gone. Just remember that.
We need a doctor for him. It's not right the way he's always crying. He never stops.
Hey, I can't afford to feed him. How am I going to pay a doctor?
Listen to him. He's your son.
Oh, don't hand me that. The jury's still out on that one.
Only you could have created this.
Bullshit! They said it was inconclusive.
What did you expect them to say? You knew what it was like out there. You knew what you were exposed to. God, what were you, in a fight? Did you get a job? Did you call your father? What did you do today? What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, where have you been?
In the jungle.
You know, I think you're really cracking up. You are going crazy. Where are we gonna live? What are we gonna eat? What are we gonna do? My stomach hurts. Shut up! Shut up! Damn you, shut up! Why the hell don't you do something? All you do is sit by and watch us suffer!
The fucking infant killing pain in my fucking ass! Now get the fuck out of my sight! Please, I mean, you guys owe it to me.
I don't have anything. It's not for me. It's not for me.
All right? Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I dream I have to eat my own poo.